So, good day on this Monday, end of June, and the theme that I want to discuss this week is clear comprehension. The Pali word is sampajana. Jhana, in this context, means to know. And the pa of pajana is kind of an emphatic prefix, so it's kind of like to really know. And some, I believe, means something like with. So with clear knowing, with really knowing. It's an important quality of mindfulness practice. Sometimes it's translated as clear comprehension, sometimes clear knowing, clear recognition, the clear being the emphatic kind of idea behind it, but to really know. And it's part of the art of mindfulness is to learn the power of recognition. In some cultures I've been to, that people won't tell other people, strangers, their birth name. They have another name, kind of like a nickname that they go by, because it's said that their birth name has some power to it, and if you give it too easily to other people, then somehow they can have power over you or something. It's something you want to be very careful for. And sometimes many of us can have the experience of the English expression is to name something. I'd like to name something, or it's just naming naming what's happening is to very simply describe or characterize what's happening the moment other people aren't noticing, and that's what's happening. Oh, I see. That's how it is. And sometimes we do that for ourselves. I've kind of felt off sometimes and didn't know quite why I felt off or something was not quite right. And then at some point I recognized that I was sad about something. And in recognizing the sadness, oh, that's what's happening. I'm sad. And with their clear recognition, like the clouds parted and something becomes obvious and clear, and the kind of the way in which things are cloudy or murky clears up. Well, that's what's happening. And so mindfulness practice involves two primary attentional faculties and others as well, but the two primary ones is sati and sampajana. And sati, which is often translated as mindfulness, I think it's maybe more useful to translate it as awareness, and sampajana as clear recognition, and that mindfulness practice is the combination of those two. To be really present, have a sense of really a present moment awareness, present moment attunement to being aware of what's happening here and now, so ability to receive, to perceive, for the senses, sense doors to be open. So the senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the tactile senses, and also the mind door is all open so that we can receive what's going on or perceive what's going on in a way that is not so thought-filled. It doesn't necessarily involve recognition. It's almost like pre-recognition. Just the experience, being with the experience. That's sati. And then the clear recognition is the clear knowing of what that is. And the combination of those two is what, often in the modern definitions of mindfulness are presented. Sometimes what's called clear recognition, knowing what's happening in a non-reactive way, is often called mindfulness, sati, but it's closer to this thing called sampajana, clear recognition. And as I said in the guided meditation, it's a really, or implied at least, a very valuable art to learn how to call forth our capacity to clearly recognize even what is most obvious. And sometimes it can be it's easy to be dismissive of what's obvious, like that in-breath, that out-breath, that we feel tingling or warm in our body. These are little details that seem like they don't warrant much attention. But what warrants attention and engagement is this capacity we have to clearly recognize, where the clear recognition is closely related to freedom. Freedom from preoccupation, freedom from reactivity, freedom from closing down around something because the recognition is kind of a bias, a judgment, but rather the recognition is opening to possibility, opening to being present. And so this is the art of figuring out the art of recognition. So it's very, very simple. So to recognize that I feel warm and tingly, and just to recognize it, not with a lot of baggage and association of what it means, but to recognize it as a kind of like pausing to open to experience it more. Oh, warm and tingly, what's that like? Ah, it's like that. Seeing, like right now I'm seeing the camera that you're all behind. And so there's a moment of seeing, of recognition, that I've been here now for, you know, over half an hour, kind of looking in the direction at times with the camera. But until this moment, I hadn't really clearly recognized it. It's like, oh, so it stands out a little bit in highlight. And it's more like, oh, look at that, as opposed to, oh no, the camera or something. So, oh, it's a camera. And then I have a monitor in front of, underneath it, so I can see what's happening here on the chats and stuff. So oh, you know, I see the light and the color and things. And now I feel thirsty. So to clearly recognize the thirst, and then maybe do something about it. And so, there's a story in my book, the Book of Stories, called The Monastery Within. And it's a story about a very famous sage who lives deep, deep in the mountains. And there's no roads that take you there, and just some trails, mountain trails. And the person seems to has a reputation of having just the right thing for everybody. If you go tell this person your troubles and your challenges, and he seems to always have the right, everyone leaves satisfied, like, oh, that was perfect for me. This, you know, must have great intuition, great understanding. And so people would do the trek. It sometimes would take 3 days of hiking into the mountains and 3 days out, because some people were really desperate to find out, you know, support, help for their challenges in their life. They made that trek. And when they found him, the sage would sit and listen. Sometimes they'd listen for 15 minutes, sometimes an hour, sometimes hours, as people kind of unloaded and told the stories that they were concerned with. And the sage didn't say much, but just took it all in. And then at some point, the sage, the person would stop talking, and the sage would nod, and okay, and indicated the sage now really wanted to think deeply about this and really reflect and come up with some really wise thing. But before he would say his words, there was always a requirement that the person who was asking for support, guidance, whatever he said would not be told to anyone else. So just very personal for that person. And it turns out the person always said the same thing to everyone. So it's the same thing. And that's the thing that he said. He always said, what are you not paying attention to? What are you not recognizing? And then some people were often disappointed. That's what he has to say, but okay. Gave him the benefit of the doubt, and then they leave. But they had to spend 3 days hiking out of the mountain. And it would echo in their mind, what are you not recognizing? And over those 3 days, all kinds of possibilities, all kinds of things they hadn't been noticing came up and came up. And by the time they came out of the mountains, they were transformed. They had received something powerful that had changed them for the better. So this power of recognition, to really, when we sit and meditate, to clearly not only be present for the experience, but to recognize it. And to do it in a way that's relaxing, that's calming as opposed to agitating, but do it in a way that is so clear that we're no longer being swept along in the mind stream of thoughts, or we're no longer mired or absorbed in the world of emotions. It's almost like taking a step back out of the mud, out of the mire, out of the preoccupation, stepping out of it and looking back at it and saying, oh, preoccupation, thinking, oh, this is thinking. Or anger, sadness, this is anger, this is sadness. And the art of it is to kind of explore and use the word, the recognition, until you really feel the kind of freedom, the kind of separation, not aloofness, not kind of distance, but separations where we're not caught in something, the release. And then then mindfulness, the awareness, the being present, has a whole different quality of movement. And then mindfulness can do its work. It can unfold best when we're not kind of lost in the stream of thought or stream of emotion. So clear recognition, that's the theme for this week. And I'll talk about different aspects of clear recognition. And for these next 24 hours, you might experiment with seeing if you can discover some of the power of recognition, of how it's supportive and helpful, and look how you can recognize what's happening, even what's obvious, even it's what you already know, but you haven't really recognized it, what it's like to really stop, pause, and recognize. And if you care to, you could also carry with you the sage's question, what are you not recognizing? And see if that's interesting for you. So, thank you all very much, and I look forward to this week together with you.